Life Audio.
Hey sis, and welcome to Inside Out with Courtney. It's a podcast that helps thousands of women all around the globe just like you grow in Christ, character, calling, career, and community. Join me along with occasional guests as we talk about biblical truths, overcoming issues of life as Christian women, while also being encouraged and equipped for every good work as we await the return of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Courtney Richard, and after a quick commercial break, we'll get ready to start growing from the inside out.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, again, welcome to the show. I am so glad that you are here with me today, and I'm going to be talking to you about 10 quick tips to help you share your faith with others. Now, this is a personal favorite of mine. I absolutely love evangelizing. And so today I'm going to talk to you about just how to do that, right, in your own world. And so, you know what I like to do? I always like to break down words. And so we're talking about evangelism, right? We're talking about sharing our faith. Evangelism actually means the spreading of the Christian gospel by public preaching or personal witness. But, you know, I also love what the Webster Dictionary says, and it says the winning or revival of personal commitment to Christ. That is so good. I really, really love that breakdown. And so again, like I said, I love witnessing to others. I love sharing the gospel with others. And so I'm going to share just a few ways of how I do it, but also just a couple of, you know, fun ways of how you can actually go about doing it as well. And so personally, like I said, I love it, but how do you feel about it? Do you like sharing the gospel? Is it something that comes easy to you, or do you feel like it's hard or it's challenging or it's really scary? I would say that it's scary for you. So let me know. I'd love to hear about it. But I hope that these tips today are going to kind of shed some light on how you can go about doing it in our day and hour. And so without further delay, let's go ahead and get started. All right. So number one is going to be social media. This is a great way for us to share the gospel. And for me, I love Facebook and Instagram. I'm not sure exactly which ones you like. I'm pretty much on a lot of them. I'm on TikTok. I actually do shorts on YouTube. So I'm pretty much everywhere. I'm on LinkedIn as well. But a lot of times I like to tell you to go ahead and choose about one to two good social media platforms to share on. But again, if you can handle them, hey, go for it. And don't forget about Pinterest. One thing I want to tell you about social media is that you can share Bible verses. You can share, that's right, scripture. Videos, like we talked about, those short form videos like Reels on Instagram, or you can do that as well as on Facebook too. You can also share it in your stories. You can go to Canva and create these amazing posts on there. So you don't have to like start from scratch. There's all kinds of templates that you can use if you haven't started using them already. You can also take the Reels that you do and put them on TikTok, but just like take the original video and put it on there. So I may have to do a social media video on how to do video, short form and long video. But I'll do that a different time. But right now, this is just a great way for you to go about sharing the gospel in a variety of different ways. What I like to say is to make sure that you're saying something, right? That you're encouraging people, you're teaching them, you're training them, you're inspiring them, even if it's something that's funny. Because let me tell you something, you can be relatable even through a funny post or a fun post. So however the Lord leads you to share, go ahead and share. And I want to tell you, sometimes it's going to be encouraging, you know, something that you share. Something's going to be insightful. But sometimes what you share may be convicting. It may prick some hearts, and that's okay, because Jesus called men unto repentance, and so did John the Baptist and many of the early disciples and apostles. And God calls us to go forth and to preach and teach the word of God. And sometimes the word can be convicting, right? And so it's okay, because that is what brings forth the life change. The Holy Spirit is going to bring forth that change in their lives. And so don't be afraid to preach, and don't be afraid to teach, all right? And again, the Holy Spirit is in the business of convicting, so you don't have to worry about that. But just what you say sometimes can, you know, be a little pricking. And that's okay if it's going to change their lives. I like what scripture says in Matthew 28, 19 and 20. It's one of my go-to verses. And it says, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. That is, of all people. Okay, let's move on to tip number two. Share your testimony. That's right. Don't be afraid to share what God has done in your life. How did he save you? You can share that with someone, and that can be so encouraging and so life-giving, because it shows them that, oh my gosh, she gets me. She understands. She's been through this. And so it just helps someone to just kind of like put their guard down and really be able to listen and to even receive the gospel. And I want to tell you, sometimes people are not going to receive the gospel. They're just not. All the invitations went out. You know, God was, you know, leading people by his spirit to go forth and to share the word of God. And Jesus was like, you know what? If the Jews are not going to receive it, then send it out to the Gentiles. Let everybody know about this gospel. And let me tell you, there were Jews and Gentiles that accepted the gospel, but there were also some who did not. And so we have to understand that. Let me tell you something. Sometimes we may share on social. Sometimes we may share our testimony. Sometimes we may share the word of God and people will not receive it. But it's not our job to convert them. It's the Holy Spirit to do that. But it's our job to go forth and to share the gospel. And so that's why I think this message right now, this podcast episode, is so important to share with you today. And so I hope these tips really do help you. All right, let's move on to point number three. And that is to write a blog. Yes. Now, I'm a blogger and I've been blogging since 2011 and I absolutely love it. I actually need to be a little bit more consistent because I have fallen off with all of the things that I do. I write sometimes, but I don't write as often as I should, because let me tell you something, which I'm about to get back into that. Just want to let you know. So stay tuned for more new blog posts that's coming your way. But here's the thing. It's so helpful. Blogs help people. When people are going through things in the middle of the night, or they're working on a project, or they have to teach a message, a lot of times they're going to go and search for a topic. And most of the time, they're going to find your blog. And so many of you are reading blogs today that you think are articles, but they're really blog posts. And it's just a great way to be able to really help minister to people. So if you don't have a blog and you're not a writer, it's okay. You don't have to blog. You can do it other ways. You can do that short form that I talked about, or you can just, you know, talk in person. It's okay. But if you are a writer and you can do a blog, because blogs are still alive, if you're listening to this in 2023, then I want to tell you that they are. Yes. Now, if you're listening to this a little bit later and you're watching videos that tell you blogs are dead and they really are, then I'm sure there are going to be some other ways that you can share the gospel. But as of right now, it's still a thing. So go ahead, take some time, write a 500 to 1,000 word blog post and get it out there. Put it out on something like WordPress or Wix sites, or, you know, GoDaddy, or, you know, Squarespace, or one of those platforms that you can have your blog on, and just share it. Just get it out there into the world. When you do it on those platforms, it helps, especially if you add SEO. Then it's going to help to spread it and get it out onto the Google search or Pinterest search and things like that. So I just want to give you that little tidbit, but write a blog if you haven't already. And if you do have a blog, then write often, because let me tell you something, people do read blogs. So before I move on to tip number four, I'm going to read 1 Peter 4:11, and it says, do you have the gift of helping others? Do it with all the strength and energy that God supplies. Then everything you do will bring glory to God through Jesus Christ. So if you have a gift to help others through writing, then go forth and write. All right, so let's move on to tip number four, which is podcasting. You're listening to a podcast right now, and prayerfully and hopefully it's helping you. So if you listen to podcasts, then a lot of times you will get some good help by listening to those various topics. And so if you're interested in doing a podcast, then go ahead, do your research, do your homework, and get a good mic and think about doing a podcast. and then get on with a great network and go for it, because it really does help. And another thing too, I would tell you, if you do have a podcast already, then continue to share the good news, continue to share good topics, continue to share the gospel, the word of God that's going to help minister to people and transform their lives. Okay. So let me tell you something. There's a scripture that I want to share that can help you and encourage you right now. And a lot of us are familiar with it. And it's coming from Romans 10:17. And it says, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of God. So if you haven't started a podcast, you might want to. And if you have one, keep it going. All right. All right. Let's move on to point number 5. And it's street witnessing. I love street witnessing. Oh, yes. It's actually one of my top favorites. And the reason why is because I get a chance to talk to people that I have never met before in my life. I get a chance to be led by the Holy Spirit to lead me and guide me and show me exactly who needs to hear a word from Him in due season. Because the reality is, He knows who needs Him, and we are His messengers. We are His ambassadors. We are His disciples that are going forth and sharing the good news with others. And so evangelism is all about sharing the gospel. It's all about going out to and fro and helping others as the Holy Spirit leads us. One of the stories that I love is from Philip, when he was helping the Ethiopian eunuch learn about who Jesus was, because he was reading the scribe and he didn't understand it. And so here comes Philip, as he's led by the Holy Spirit to help him understand it and to baptize him. So, oh my gosh, I love, love, love that story. And Philip was an evangelist. All of us are called to evangelize. Some have the gift of evangelism, and Jesus Christ is the one who gives us those gifts. You can read about that in Ephesians. But for now, I just want to encourage you to not be afraid to share with a stranger. Not be afraid to share the gospel. Mark 16:15 says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. So again, as the Holy Spirit leads you, be bold and share what is inside of you, which is Jesus Christ. All right? All right, well, let's take a quick break. And when I get back, then I'm going to share 5 more tips on how to share your faith with others. Stay tuned for more. Okay, well, welcome back. Let's move on to tip number 6, which is all about serving others through voluntary efforts. This is a great way to serve if there is something that's going on in your area, if there's something that is tragic, like tornadoes or hurricanes or natural disasters, or just something going on in your community that you can lend a helping hand. Or maybe there's a community center that you can get involved with. Maybe there's a pregnancy center that you can get involved with, in any way where you can go out and help those that are in the community, and you can volunteer to actually do this. So it's not paid. It's strictly volunteer, and it's just a great way for you to go and serve, but serve in the name of Jesus. Serve when you're telling people and you're giving them food, you can say, God bless you, because that is exactly who is blessing them. You are just the servant. I'm just the servant. We're just going. We're being the hands and feet of Jesus. We're showing the love of Christ. We're showing the goodness of God when we go forth and we volunteer in community centers. And so I just want to encourage you to find a place where you can actually give back into your community on a volunteer base. And I'm telling you, that is going to be such a blessing. And it's a great way to talk about Jesus. It's a great way to open up a dialogue, to open up a conversation about Him in the midst of a hard time for them. And just really listen to where they are. Just be there, be present, care, be compassionate, just as Jesus was, which is a characteristic. You know, I talk about character in this podcast. And so it's just a great way to show the character of Christ through us. Amen. And so find a way that you can volunteer. Let's move on to tip number 7, which is Bible study. Yes. Get involved with a Bible study, because that's a great way to meet new people who are not in the faith. There are some people that are just looking to grow. And so they found out about a local women's Bible study, or Bible study of on discipleship or marriage, and or maybe it's even parenthood or singleness, whatever it is, and they come. Sometimes those people are not saved. And that's a great way for you to just be the light Just be a light in the room that's shining bright to that person, and then they'll see you and want to talk to you. And so if you get involved and grow yourself, there'll be others that'll be growing with you. It's a great way for you to go and have coffee with them or lunch with them and just to go deeper into the conversation. Because a lot of times there are people that come to church, that come to Bible studies that we host and or that we are part of, and they're seeking and they want to know more about Jesus and they want to know more about how to live the life. And then there we are and we can help them. So that's a great way to evangelize as well. Okay, so let's move on to number 8. We're almost done here. Community events, which is maybe you're a part of a local conference or a local event in your area, or maybe you're part of a membership somewhere, and there are people that are in the community that find out about it, then guess what? Be the light. Again, be the light in that community event at that conference, even if you're serving, if you're the one that's put the conference on, especially if you are the one that's putting it on, then you want to make sure that you are a servant leader and that you welcome everyone in a warm and inviting way, whether they're saved or unsaved. But again, this is a great way. We're talking about evangelism. This is a great way to even, especially if you are a host, I want to say this, definitely get to a point where you feel comfortable inviting people to come to Christ if they've never met him, if they've never experienced a life in Christ, then this is a great way to invite them to a relationship, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, invite them to salvation. Because there are people who know the Lord when they come to community events or conferences or retreats and things like that, but there are a lot of people who don't, and they've been searching and seeking. And so this is a great opportunity to be able to share the gospel. Matthew 5:14, it says, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Shine the light in your community. It will be a blessing to those who are coming." Now let's move on to tip number 9, which is sharing the gospel where you work. Yes, live out your faith right where you work. Absolutely. Again, we've been talking about being the light. Let me tell you something. I have shared the gospel in the workplace when people have asked me, because they know that I'm a believer, because I'm not shy about it. I don't back away from that. You know, in some workplaces, they don't allow you to talk about faith, and I get that. But if there's an opportunity for someone and they're interested in learning a little bit more, then if they're asking you a question, then don't be afraid to share what is inside of you. Don't be afraid to share Jesus, who is within you, the Holy Spirit that's within you, because they're wondering, tell me a little bit more about your faith. And so that's a great opportunity. And we know there's a scripture in regards to that, like, don't be afraid to do that. Don't be afraid to share. You know, when someone asks you, be ready. That's the one. Be ready to share your faith. And so with that being said, maybe you might need to take them out to lunch or for coffee and say, hey, I'd love to have this conversation or continue this conversation. Let's go out for coffee. Are you available tomorrow morning before we go to work? Or are you available for lunch? Or are you available for dinner? And maybe if someone else that they know is interested, maybe their husband's interested, and you can go and have a double date, right? If your husband is saved, of course, then you can have that conversation on a marital level. And so just think about that. There's so many ways to be able to share your faith. Let's move on to tip number 10, which is to be a mentor. Yes, be a mentor. Disciple others. That's what that's all about. Is again, it's those coffee chats, but it's not just, you know, for someone that's on the job, but it's anyone that's interested, that you see an interest. I have literally talked to someone in Walmart and said, you know, we're just having this conversation. All of a sudden we're talking. And then I said, you know what? You want to have coffee? And they're like, yeah, let's do that. Say, well, there's a coffee shop up the street. We can meet on Thursday. Let's get together. What time works for you? Okay, that's great. Awesome. We exchange numbers. And guess what? We're sitting down and we're having coffee and we're talking about the Lord. We're talking about the gospel. We're talking about life. And you never know. Sometimes that can turn into a conversion, right? Where they become a Christian, they become a believer. Yay. Amen. But then sometimes it's just a spark. Sometimes it's just a seed being planted. You know, and the Bible tells us some plant and some water, but it's God who brings forth the increase. And so we are the laborers. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So we've got to get out there and we've got to share this gospel like never before. It is our day. It is our time. It is our hour. It is time for our generation right now to share the gospel, to share the good news, because it is good news. to share the word of God with those who need it, who want to learn it, who want to grow, who want to know Jesus, and who want to live for him. And so let's do this. We can do this. We've got this. We've got the scriptures. We've got each other. We've got community. So let's go forth and do this. Amen. Amen. Thanks so much for joining me. Well, I pray that this episode has helped you. Also, if you need prayer or just want to let me know how this episode has served you, you can email me directly at insideoutwithcourtney@gmail.com. Also, be sure to connect with me on social media, subscribe to the Inside Out with Courtney podcast and blog, and don't forget to tell other women about it. I'd also love it if you could leave a review, and also don't forget to grab a freebie of your choice at CourtneyRichard.com. If you're hosting an event, let me know all about it by visiting CourtneyRichard.com/booking. Now, before I go, I just want to take a quick moment to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with me on the podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. And let me tell you something, they've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and so much more. All right, and that's it for now. Until next time, remember, Jesus Christ is coming back soon. So let's get ready from the inside out.
This is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Ministry podcast. Learn how to share and defend your faith by listening to us weekly. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.